are the rules for relationships? What do I need to do to be a good husband? What do I need to do to be a good dad? What do I need to do to get the girl if I'm dating? What are the rules for a good relationship? And of course, who enforces them? We're going to talk about rules and relationships on the Corner of Truth and Life starting now. Welcome to the Corner of Truth and Life. This is Ira Hall, the rules for a good relationship. I have been reflecting on how many supermarket magazines, specially marketed to women, have been kept alive and in print for decades based on that very premise of here's the latest things you need to do. Here are the ways to make your marriage pop, to make your relationship sizzle, to get the girl, to lure the guy. Oh, my words. There are so many rules. And, of course, when we say rules, we're kind of like the Captain Barbossa in the Pirates of the Caribbean. They're not rules so much as guidelines. But either way, we kind of do treat them as rules, especially when someone else doesn't do them. I'm going to date myself here, but an old song from the old days, "You don't bring me flowers anymore." All right, so yeah, rules. The things that you're supposed to do, the expectations that you're supposed to meet, and doing these things is good. But man, why do we so easily and so quickly define our relationships in such ways that we're not people who love rules, and yet we're people who love rules? And even when on one hand we don't like to follow the rules or feel constrained by rules, boy, we tend to think in terms of them a great deal, whether it be the rules of the road, the rules of society, and the rules of relationship. Because we don't like the rules when we got to follow them, but we do like the rules when other people don't. Because then we're like, you can't do that. You shouldn't do that. And now we want rules. And we want to be treated certain ways. And the biggest way you're ever going to be treated is in the relationship. How you're treated in the relationship. How does the relationship work? And therefore it needs rules. So let's try to figure out why we do that. Of course, the big thing with relationship rules comes down to how we view relating to God. Because I think there are probably few relationships that have been more defined, redefined, and expressed in terms of rules than God. And a lot of times that's because we think that's how God relates to us. You know, the Ten Commandments, the law. In fact, those who want to cast aspersions on the whole thing, those who want to reject it, especially when somebody asserts the rules, maybe over things like homosexuality or things like that, the thing I hear so often expressed is they go into some of the obscure rules of the Old Testament and mock them. You know, can't wear a garment with two different kinds of thread. You know, these arcane little things that are in the Bible, and we look at those and say, see, those are stupid rules. And if the Bible's going to be stupid about some of the rules, we can treat all the rules as stupid. And of course, the bigger issue is you are assuming that the Bible intends to be a rule book. And we'd be forgiven for thinking that because a lot of people treat the Bible like a rule book. After all, isn't that what it is? It's God's rules for life. It's what you're supposed to do. And there's truth in there, but it's, boy, it's backwards as far as how we understand it. And oftentimes how we treat it. Because many people very sincerely believe that they need to conform to the rules set forth in the Bible. And of course, if you want to step into other religions, well, they have their own set, depending on what the rules are. I mean, if you want to be a Wiccan, the Wicca's got rules. Their rules are very different. But here are the rules. You walk in any religion and there are rules, and the rules oftentimes are very different. The rules for being a Mormon is different than being a Baptist, or being a Catholic, or being a Wiccan, or being a Buddhist. There are similarities, there are themes perhaps, but the rules are different. And so then, well, if there are all these different rules, then we say, well, which one's the right one to get to God? And of course, the thing is that's where we got to realize that religion's really not an answer. And that confuses us, because we look at the Bible and we say, well, isn't the Bible a religious book? Well, by our definition, sure, but it's not. The Bible has been used by numerous religions. It's a powerful book. What it really is God trying to talk to us. But the minute we convert it into a rule book, then what we do is we start interpreting the rule book, and then you end up with religions interpreting the rule book in different ways to create different rules of what you have to do to get to God and make God happy with you, which ignores the central tenet of what the Bible actually says, which is that you cannot make yourself acceptable to God, and that no amount of rule keeping, rule following, hoop jumping will ever earn a thing as far as favor or blessing. That instead God wishes to give these things to you based on his work, not your effort. That's what the Bible says. But we ignore that because we like rules. And we're more comfortable with them. Because rules tell us what we can do. And either we like rules so that we can feel like a rebel, or we like rules so we can feel like a good person who followed the rules, who did the right thing. And so tell me what to do so I can do it right. And so we are natural rule followers. And so then we tend to walk into our relationships as rule followers. And then when there's relationship strife, if you listen to two people fighting in a relationship, whether it's a romantic relationship or a sibling relationship, or a community relationship, the dispute oftentimes will come down to what you did right or wrong, or I'm doing the right thing and you don't appreciate it. You're not giving me credit for being right, for following what I should do, the rules. We get mad at our elected leaders because they're not doing it right. That's not the rules. It's not how it's supposed to be. We get mad at our spouses for the same thing. We define our relationship by the rules, and we feel like that's what God does too. And then if the Bible's a rule book, then boom, yeah, there you go. Except the very message of the Bible is God saying, here's what I'm going to do. Now you say, but aren't there a ton of commands in the Bible? There are, yeah. But the Bible also tells us what those commands are for. And they fall into basically two very broad categories. And this is a bit of an oversimplification, but it's true. The two broad categories for the commands in Scripture. A whole bunch of law is given, and then the Bible is clear, repeatedly, crystal clear, that the purpose of those laws was to demonstrate our inability to keep them. That they were given to us to show that we couldn't do it. And so that turns into try to do it on its head, because that's not why they were given. The Apostle Paul is very clear that the law was given to show our inadequacy in ourselves. You say God was setting us up to fail? No, he was trying to show us that we do fail. The law doesn't cause us to fail. The law causes us to see that we fail. You don't know something's crooked until you got a ruler out to show you. And then you say, hey, it's a little off. Yep. Well, it was off before, but you couldn't tell. The second category of commands in the Bible are things to do in response. And there's the key, response. There are things that I should do for my wife. Those relationship rules that people give are oftentimes very true. But I shouldn't do them so that she'll love me. I shouldn't do them so she will be favorable to me. That starts with a rule and heads for a result. Instead, I should start with my heart. I love my wife. I've made a decision to commit myself to her. And now, the result is, here's what I should do. But the rules aren't giving me the result. The rules are the result. I follow the rules as a result of the relationship, not I get the relationship as a result of the rules. You see how it's reversed? And that's what we do with almost all things God. We reverse them, which makes us better and God worse. Well, God won't love me if I don't do this. But the Bible says, no, we obey. Jesus said, if you love me, obey. Not obey so that you can love me or I'll love you. The Bible says that God loved us when we weren't obeying. God loved us when we weren't following the rules. So following the rules doesn't get him to love us because he loved us before. And that he loved us and gave things to us so that then we could do better. And so doing better is a result of knowing him, not a way to know him. And that turns a whole lot of religion on its head. Because so often, why do those things? Well, so that we'll get a reward. God says, here's the reward. We'll start with the reward. Now, because I gave you that, now here's what you can do that's good for you and good for us. And so the rules are a result. And the relationship is not defined by the rules. The rules help us protect and enjoy the relationship. When I choose to do the things a good husband does, it causes me to enjoy the relationship I have more. But I already have it. I chose to love her. And because I love her, I choose then to do these other things. And I don't do them as a burden, but as a blessing. And so now they truly are guidelines. But guidelines I really should follow because I want to enjoy it. I want to show her that I love her. And the rules were designed to help me know how to express that which I have already decided. And as we do that to each other, our relationship is never rules-based, but we do keep the rules. And that's how it's supposed to work with God. He loves you when you don't follow the rules. And because you didn't follow the rules, he decided to die for you, to take care of you, and to do all the work required for you to go to heaven, for you to live with him. He did all the work. He says, now that I've taken care of everything, let's live well together. And now we live well together following the rules, the guidelines, as a response to what's been given, not to get it. And when we fall short, when we mess up, he says, well, I loved you before. And now let's keep working on this together. Not based on what you're doing, but what you're doing based on my love for you. And now your love back to me. That's a different way to think about the rules of relationship. Thank you for listening to the Corner of Truth and Life. This has been a broadcast of the Beans Corner Baptist Church, located at the corner of 133 and 156 in North J. We would welcome you to join us each Sunday morning at 8 a.m. and 10:30 a.m. for a service of music and challenge. If you would like to get more information on the church, listen to this show, past shows, or other messages, please visit us on the web at beanscorner.org or find us on Facebook. Thank you for listening, and we remind you to seek truth. This is Pastor Ira Hall. Have a great day.